Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, May 21st, 2014, hump day, middle of the weekday. Starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday and another, hopefully not too crazy weekend, but that remains to be seen. Time will solve that particular mystery. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are already open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting there in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A couple of program notes, of course. Alan Wiesbecker had to reschedule. He'll be on our show tomorrow. He's another Hollywood filmmaker who represents a new generation of people in Hollywood willing to stand up and say, yeah, this does not make sense. These official stories, he's going to be talking about the assassination of John F. Kennedy and 9/11. And so we're going to have that on tomorrow. Now, Thursday, May 29th, James Fetzer will be our on-air guest talking about the new book from Jim Norvell, who is sadly no longer with us, which contains new information about the Kennedy assassination, in particular that Lee Harvey Oswald helped the FBI foil an assassination plot against John F. Kennedy in Chicago, which tells us Oswald was an undercover intelligence asset, and the plotters of the Kennedy assassination probably realized who the snitch was, and that's why they set him up. It's the Patsy in Dallas, Texas. Or the FBI just figured he wasn't useful anymore. And there's a lesson for all of you listening to this show who are informants for various government agencies. It doesn't matter how good a job you do or how wonderful your accomplishments. When they decide that they need you set up and dead, you will be set up and dead. So think about that as you're going to bed tonight. The corporate media today, of course, is proclaiming the death of the Tea Party after yesterday's primaries in six states here. Senator Mitch McConnell won by a landslide, but he is very, very popular. But the corporate media is basically taking, say, oh, see, the Tea Party's got, they're gone here. The establishment against the Tea Party, and the establishment has won. And, of course, a big part of that is, of course, that the corporate news media continues to portray the Tea Party as extremists for their adherence to the Constitution. Apparently, pro-Constitution is now considered an extremist view by the American corporate media. Mea maxima culpa on my part. Yes, I support the Constitution, and I view any government not complying with the Constitution as illegal and illegitimate. But behind all of this, we have to ask the obvious question. Did the Tea Party candidates get the Ron Paul treatment? Now, we remember Ron Paul's campaign in 2008 and 2012 generated huge grassroots support. In 2012, Mitt Romney was photoshopping the photos of his rallies to try and make the crowds look bigger than what Ron Paul was getting. And now, of course, Rand Paul is out there openly saying, yeah, Ron Paul was cheated by vote fraud in the primaries. Well, here we are in primaries again. And candidates who are not part of the establishment pro-banker, pro-Israel cartel are getting the heave-ho. Now, there is one piece of good news from yesterday's primaries, and that's up in southern Oregon, where Jackson County voters approved by a huge margin a ban on GMO seeds anywhere in their county, because a big part of the economy in southern Oregon is seeds. They grow plants, harvest the seeds, they sell the seeds in little packets down at your local gardening store. And obviously, they don't want GMO contamination. Now, neighboring Josephine County, I haven't gotten the final numbers, but it looks like that anti-GMO measure passed there, but will not go into effect because apparently last year, the Oregon legislature passed and the governor signed a bill to forbid local counties from passing any laws restricting the use of GMOs. Now, because Jackson County's measure was already approved for the ballot, they got an exemption. But here we see, once again, ordinary farmers standing up saying, we don't want GMO, and the government just kowtowing to Monsanto and saying, oh, no, you can't decide for yourself what's going to be in your gardens. That's entirely up to the government. Harumph, 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 harumph. Monsanto and other GMO providers, purveyors, if you will, spent millions and millions of dollars in Jackson County trying to defeat the measure, and it's still won by a 2-1 margin. So people are waking up and realizing that the campaign with the largest amount of money is probably not working in the public interest, especially after Citizens United and this ridiculous Supreme Court decision saying, yes, you can spend as much as you want. Let's just hand the country over to the rich because the United States of fascism will lead the world into whatever. Now, the other big scandal that's getting a lot of coverage on the corporate media, possibly as a distraction from other issues, of course, is the Veterans Administration. And already they're having to back off Jay Carney's ridiculous statement yesterday that Obama only found out about the VA scandal from the TV news, which was exactly the same dodge that he'd used about the IRS harassment of dissidents and conservative groups. And, of course, we now know from those documents that Judicial Watch obtained through a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit that Obama did know all along. We know that the White House certainly was informed about the problems with the VA all the way back to when Obama first took office. So they've already backed off on that and saying, yes, we were having discussions. And there seems to be an unwritten rule inside the White House that whatever they said yesterday is no longer operative, and it's just impolite to refer to it. This is what you will believe and write today. And, of course, those prostitutes and correspondents in the White House press corps will just nod and obediently write down whatever's going on. But we, the people, have longer memories than that. And we, the people, understand that this represents another lie coming out of the White House, you know, that President Clueless had no idea it was going on until it was on the corporate media. Maybe Barack Obama ought to get himself a web browser and start reading whatreallyhappened.com or listen to Republic Broadcasting. You might actually get a little ahead of the curve on what's going on there. So Obama got up today and he made a big impassioned speech. I will not stand for misconduct at the Veterans Affairs Hospital. Well, you've stood for it for 5-6 years now. Didn't have a problem with it before until the public was aware of it, which makes you wonder about all those other things the public is not yet widely aware of, that Obama's doing the nudge-nudge, wink-wink. But he's up there speaking sternly, I will not stand for this. Yeah, okay. Meanwhile, more whistleblowers are coming forward from inside the Veterans Administration. One whistleblower has now expanded this wait list, the hidden secret wait list, to an 8th facility. And now the U.S. government, trying to act like it's appalled and in control of the situation, is now investigating 26 Veterans Administration hospitals across the country. By investigation, meaning they're going to find whatever they need to find, make sure it gets locked away, and say, it's all been resolved, we can't assign blame, it was a systemic problem, and our veterans returning from all of these wars of conquest are going to go on receiving very poor quality, very much delayed medical care. Down in Miami, another whistleblower is basically saying that there has been drug dealing, theft, and abuse inside the Veterans Administration Hospital down there. And this one is getting really, really ugly. This is a story that came out of InfoWars. Apparently, over at one of the VA hospitals, there was a supervisor who was literally walking around and saying that we ought to take those older veterans and take them outside and shoot them in the head to save money. Which tells you very much the attitude of the government toward the returning veterans. They're just in the way. They're just a cost that we can't support. The patriotic thing for them to do over in the war zone is just die right on the spot. Remember when the Iraq War was first cranking up and all these horribly crippled and wounded soldiers were coming back, and Rumsfeld came out and said, we weren't expecting this many to survive. You know, our spreadsheet said that this many were going to die right there in combat, and we wouldn't have to worry about them anymore. It's all banker mentality here. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Earth earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to talk about the VA. I think Bush is still in charge. Because he, under him, they had the VA scandal, remember? And also under him, he had the Katrina, the New Orleans storm, remember? He didn't know what was going on for 3 weeks?
Something like that. The only time they're Johnny on the spot is when they just conveniently have a training drill going on at the site of whatever's going to happen. When there's a real emergency, boy, like molasses in winter. Well, I'm sorry, Al Gore says there's no more winter. Again, the idea was that Obama came in promising he was going to reverse the policies of the previous administration, and obviously he's just continued the same policies and the same attitudes and the same lame, tired excuses. I only just found out about it. Boy, remember when Harry Truman was president and on the desk in the Oval Office they had a sign that said, the buck stops here? I think on Obama's desk they've got a sign that says, buck? What buck? I didn't see a buck. Anybody see a buck? No, there's no buck.
Yeah, you figure at this point it's the system. The same people are running the system way before Obama and Bush got in, and they don't want to change anything. They don't care about anybody. It's pretty sad. They just don't
care.
Well,
I'm in agreement with you. What has gone wrong with the United States federal government is systemic, and it is the entire system as a whole. But, you know, these politicians are running for office on the promise that they can change and influence things, although that recent university study says they're listening to the ultra-rich and not the American people. But Obama certainly has to bear part of the blame for having known about this and not doing anything about it, because he's too busy pushing global warming and Obamacare. And I think everybody who has served in the military and the families of everybody who came home from these war zones less than whole have to be infuriated right now at this displayed attitude from the Veterans Administration toward these returning veterans. Oh, you're just in the way. You're costing us money. What are you doing here? We're better off without having you around. And it is a major scandal. And yes, it all goes back to the Bush administration for having embarked on this war agenda. But Obama and the Democrats have to share the blame because they've continued the same policies up until the public made a big stink about it.
One problem I have is, why is the neocons still in the Obama administration? Like, what? You know, like, it's like the system. Because, like, the neocons were in the Bush administration. They were in the Reagan administration until, remember, Reagan had some of them arrested because they
They called themselves the neocons to make it look like it was a new branch within the Republican Party. But the reality is, this is just a clique of pro-war, pro-Israel agents in place. And it doesn't matter what president's in office, what party has control of the Congress, they're always going to be there. They're, at one point, they were going to rename themselves the neoliberals. But there's nothing neo about them. They're basically, at their core, a fascist political philosophy of conquest and enslavement to the rich.
Definitely fascist, you can tell. Either if you're a Republican or Democrat, you can figure out by now something's gone wrong in this country.
Yeah, and most Americans are now aware of that. And again, as I go about my daily life down to the supermarket and stuff, I talk to people who don't, we don't have any on-air affiliates here in Hawaii. So most people here in Hawaii don't know about the website. They don't know about the radio show. So I just like to talk to them as just ordinary people. And now they're all acknowledging we're into World War III. They're all openly willing to talk about the fact that something has gone horribly wrong in this country. And the next step is for everybody, now that they're educated, to start getting angry. This is the time when we all should allow ourselves the luxury of being very angry at what has been done to us, done to our nation, done to our infrastructure, and right now, of course, being done to our returning veterans. Because I don't care if you support the wars or not, and I don't. These kids put on that uniform, and they took an oath to follow their orders and go out and do the dirty work for the money junkies. And as a nation, we do have a moral responsibility to take care of them when they come back from these wars of conquest less than whole. And we trusted the government to take care of them, and they're not doing it. We have so many veterans coming through these local food programs that Claire and I support. You know, the government's willing to spend all this money to train them up and give them all the toys to go out and kill people in other lands. But when they come back home, the government's attitude is, we can't use you anymore. And they're just completely cut off. And now, of course, the government is trying to declare them all retroactively suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder in order to suspend their Second Amendment rights.
Remember what happened in Zimbabwe when their economy, they had hyperinflation, but they always found money to give to the military because, you know, they didn't want to be hanging from a street post.
Well, they just started printing it up out of thin air. I mean, Zimbabwe's economy was destroyed by their privately owned central bank, and it reached the point of having paper notes that said $100 trillion on them. And at that point, they stopped, and they're actually using U.S. dollars right now because nobody will take the Zimbabwe dollars anymore. And we're headed into that same region as well. I mean, the Federal Reserve, they're just going to hook up a turbocharged B-12 racing engine to those printing presses and start running. They're doing it today, trying to drag the American stock market back up again.
Don't use them as toilet paper.
Well, I don't know. Supposedly there's a bacteria static inside the paper of U.S. banknotes, Federal Reserve notes, because, you know, the germs on money and everything. So might get an irritation from that. Now, who wants to walk around with a George Washington on their buttocks?
Well, yeah, I was watching a thing on the Weimar Republic, how they would be going in with a basket full of, they wouldn't fit through the door, so they'd leave the basket full of the currency outside the door, and when they came back, Somebody stole the basket but left the money.
I'm not surprised. We're headed exactly the same way. Every nation enslaved to a private central bank is eventually driven into hyperinflation, trying to keep that Ponzi scheme going a little bit longer. And the U.S. is headed there. The U.S. is headed there. They're printing up all this new money and showering it all over the federal government and all over Wall Street to the detriment of the rest of us, because when they're creating new dollars out of thin air, it takes away the value of the money you've already worked for, put in your pocket, put in your savings account, buried in the mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation. They're stealing real wealth, real purchasing power away from the American people every time they turn on that printing press or type more numbers into that computer.
I just want to say one more thing. Anybody who's listening, don't be afraid to talk to people. Everybody knows something's going wrong. Call into the show here and, you know, just talk to people. That's how you get the word out. Otherwise,
that's exactly,
you know,
right.
The corporate media is not going to get it out for you. So you got word of mouth.
You absolutely have that right. The very best thing all Americans can be doing right now is to find the courage to speak out to your friends and family. And first of all, you're going to find you're not alone. You know, this idea that you are all alone in thinking something's gone wrong and everybody around you is still a loyal American, that's part of the hoax played on you by the U.S. government. And then whenever you find courage to speak out, you will give courage to speak out to everybody around you. And it's working. I'm seeing it just in the last 3 months especially. You know, people that you could tell on their face they knew something was wrong, but out of politeness or a misguided sense of patriotism, they were staying silent. They're not silent any longer. And that's why we're seeing this panic reaction from the White House, where Obama is saying that anybody who doesn't trust the government is just being wrong-headed, and MSNBC is saying that people who are afraid of the government are morally reprehensible. They're down to name-calling, and that's the last card that they can play on this.
Nobody listens to MSNBC anymore, though, so I don't know who they're talking to.
that's true. I mean, their ratings are in the Al-Qaeda. I think they've got I've got an audience almost comparable to them right now. I don't have their budget. I don't have their money, because the big money's going to the professional liars,
though
they're
not
very...
You get out by word of mouth.
Friends, neighbors, you know, and if you're talking person to person... you know, out there in the real world, NSA doesn't know what you're doing. They're totally focused on your social media. And if you're just talking to friends and family, in your home, place of business, whatever, the NSA doesn't know what you're doing. They're probably sweating over that one as well. Alrighty, let's see. We're going to have to take another break for commercials. And Dustin, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order. and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Administration scandals and pointedly ignoring other scandals, they're starting to put together their select committee to look into Benghazi. And far from a boycott, the Democrats are piling on as many seats as they can based on their percentage participation in the Congress itself. Nancy Pelosi is going to be on the committee, and it's going to be run by Elijah Cummings. Now, I don't expect this committee to do anything in terms of truth and accuracy as to what was going on. Remember what I've said before. There are two kinds of secrets in Washington, D.C. There are the personal scandals of politicians who are caught with prostitutes or illegal immigrants working in their homes, things like that, minor things that can be used as the fodder for political campaigns and maneuvering and gamesmanship. Then there are the big secrets, the secrets nobody wants to come out because it would destroy the entire government. The truth behind the JFK assassination would be a good example of that. That's why Richard Nixon resigned rather than face the impeachment trial in the Congress. Because sooner or later, somebody was going to ask, why did you bother burglarizing the offices of the Democrats in the Watergate when the polls were showing you were already a landslide shoo-in for re-election? And the answer to that question, had it been made public, would have brought the government down, because the Democrats had photos from Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas, during the assassination that showed that the tramps, you know, the tramps that were arrested and then very quickly released, included two people who were working for Richard Nixon, and would have just blown that whole crazed lone nut assassin thing out of the water. Nobody wanted that, because they want to hang on to their cushy jobs and their generous pay and their generous perks and their privilege and their self-esteem. And what really happened at Benghazi is a great dark secret that nobody really wants to come out. So this select committee is going to go back and forth, and they're going to focus on trivial fringe issues and pointedly avoid the heart of the matters. We saw the same thing during the Iran-Contra hearings, where every time the testimony started to get near that government-sanctioned CIA drug running that was going on as part of the Iran-Contra operation, Senator Daniel Inouye would scream, executive session, slam the door, kick out the public and the press. And we're going to see exactly the same thing going on here as well. Now, Senator Rand Paul has torn into the Obama doctrine of executing Americans suspected of terrorism without due process. And, well, he should. Okay, because the idea is these are suspects. Nobody actually knows for a fact, certainly not provable in a court of law, that these guys have just done anything at all. They're just names provided. You very often just for the reward money that's being offered. I think he's a terrorist. All right, here's your money. Goes on the list. Boom. Kill him. That is not legal. And I don't care what memos Obama says he's got, that it's now legal and constitutional to kill Americans without a trial on a mere suspicion. And they are going to come out with some version of the memo to try and make it seem legal that under the terrorism, we can't take a chance. These people. When you get to that paranoid state where we have a right to kill anybody that might eventually be a threat to the United States, that's almost 80-90% of the American population right now fits that category. Obama's come out with another little one of his comments saying that Americans are better off now than when he came into office. He's already campaigning for the Democrats for November in the primary season. Certainly, Wall Street's better off. Israel's better off. All the top restaurants in Washington, D.C. are doing quite well. The rest of us, not so good. We ran a poll on that at my website. Are you better off today than when Obama came into office? 94% said no, they are not. And Obama's actually up there thinking that if he just says it over and over again, your lives are really so much better since I took office, that we're going to believe it. No, it doesn't work that way anymore. The trust is gone. Now, turning over to Ukraine, the Department of Homeland Security has become involved with the U.S. Treasury Department trying to hunt down assets owned by Russians in this country as part of this expanding sanctions situation. They're spreading out already, and they're going through looking for bank accounts that might be tainted by Russian money, and it's just another cash grab. It's just another cash grab. And there's a revenue stream for the government they're probably thinking very hard about. Every time you declare another nation an enemy, you grab the money they have invested in the United States of America. Doesn't have to be paid back. Great way to make money. Declare the rest of the world a complete enemy and grab all the money they've invested in this country. Now, a story that came out over Washington's blog, Western media blackout on the reality in Ukraine, and they're talking back about that horrible incident at the trade unions building in Odessa. The current body count now stands at 272 people who were tortured, gassed, bludgeoned, beat to death, and then set on fire. And the reality is this was the pro-Kiev, pro-Western people attacking the independence people. And yet the American corporate media is still trying to somehow imply that all of this is Russia's fault. Because you're supposed to hate the Russians. If you're a loyal, patriotic American, you will hate who we tell you to hate. And you will love who we tell you to love. No, doesn't work that way either. Especially if you're telling us that war is coming and war is inevitable and we're going to have to be forced to fight. If we are forced to fight, it is our right to decide for ourselves who the enemy is. Now, Prince Charles is in some hot water. Apparently, he was out on a trip to a museum in Canada and basically made the comment that Vladimir Putin is following the same path as Adolf Hitler. Anytime they want to start a war, oh, he's just like Hitler. They were saying Assad was just like Hitler. Ahmadinejad was just like Hitler. Oh, they're all Hitler clones and everything. Now, again, let's take a look at what's going on. Hitler used torture. The United States and Great Britain are using torture. Hitler had concentration camps. We've got Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo and a bunch of others. I've forgotten the names. Diego Garcia. Hitler used false flag attacks to start the wars, like the Gleiwitz incident and the Reichstag fire. The U.S. used 9/11. I would be very careful tossing around allusions to Hitler and the Nazis, because a lot of this stuff's going to bounce back on us. And perhaps because of that very reason, he has come under a huge amount of criticism from his own countrymen back in Great Britain. In fact, according to the Guardian, there are calls for Prince Charles to abdicate over this, because it is a long-standing policy in Great Britain that the royal family has to maintain a political neutrality. They're not supposed to grandstand and upstage Parliament and the Prime Minister. And so there's a huge fury over there over this comment. Probably because the British subjects understand that, again, in this latest world war, we're the bad guys this time. We're not the good guys. We're starting the war. We're invading people all over the place. How dare they refuse to use the U.S. dollar? The White House is now accusing Russia of anti-U.S. propaganda. That is just too funny to even deal with here. Now, there was an interesting story, and this was being reported over in the Daily Beast, and this was also being reported on the corporate media. There are an estimated 400 American citizens fighting in Syria. My expectation is they're probably hired mercenaries working for Blackwater Sea Academy. The corporate media is saying, oh, they're genuine converts to whatever it is they're converted to, and they're over there. And worse, they're coming back to the United States of America, and U.S. intelligence can't find them. Okay, well, if U.S. intelligence, let's for a moment stipulate that this is actually true, that for once in a blue moon, the U.S. government and the corporate media are telling us the truth, and these Americans who went over to Syria to fight in the terror campaign over there are now coming back to the United States, and U.S. intelligence can't find them. Well, if they can't, then why are we spending all this money on the NSA spy system? They've just yanked the entire justification for this violation of the Fourth Amendment on the American people right out from under the entire NSA. They can't find these guys. I personally think what's going on here is they're setting a propaganda stage for one of these American Al-Qaeda to carry out a false flag attack in the U.S. in order to say, you're now all suspects, and we're justified spying on you all, and we're justified having checkpoints and stop and search at random. I think that's where this is going on. And it's all just more of this effort to try and get the American people back under the control of the government that itself, by its own actions, destroyed their own credibility. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling.
You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about this situation where the U.S. government is now putting out this story that there are some 400 American citizens fighting in Syria. And there are jihadists, there are terrorists, there are Al-Qaeda, and all of that. And they're now coming back to the United States, and the U.S. intelligence agencies can't find them. They're out there somewhere. They're a terror threat. They're trying to hype the domestic terror threat to justify continued surveillance on you. But if U.S. intelligence, the NSA in particular, are already spying on all Americans, including recording your phone calls, they're now finally coming around to admit what we've known all along. They're recording the content of the phone calls. And if they can't find these guys, then what was the whole point of spending all that money on that system? The entire NSA system can't find real criminals, can't find real terrorists. They're now admitting that. It's just really, really good at keeping an eye on you, the law-abiding American citizen, to make sure that you're not having those double-plus ungood thoughts about the U.S. government, which Obama says makes you wrong-headed, and the bimbo over at MSNBC says makes you morally reprehensible. So, you can't have it both ways. You can't have NSA spying on all citizens in violation of the Fourth Amendment under the pretext of combating terrorism, then turn around and say you can't actually find the terrorists. Checkmate. Now, over in Great Britain, they're dealing with their own emerging 9/11 scandal. This was reported on Press TV. An analyst, Rodney Shakespeare, has come out with new information confirming that the British government was complicit in the 9/11 false flag. And we already know this is so because of that huge embarrassment where the BBC reported the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7 almost half an hour before it actually occurred. And in the video of the BBC's on-the-scene reporter, live on the scene from New York, looking out over, then she's reporting on Building 7 has collapsed, and Building 7 is standing right behind her. Now, BBC claims they have no explanation for what is going on, and they've thrown the raw footage away. That's nonsense. Anybody who's ever worked in TV news understands that that raw, unedited footage of a history-making event is a moneymaker. You put that in the vault and you license it out for documentaries, and you can make huge amounts of money off of that stuff. You don't just throw that away. And of course, once it's out on the net, everybody's got it. Everybody's seen that. And it wasn't just BBC. Fox News reported that the building had come down before it actually happened. Somebody got off the script there. So the U.S. government, along with trying to shame us all back to being trusting and believing in the U.S. government, is mounting a new propaganda campaign to bolster the official story on pretty much everything. And with regard to 9/11, the latest spin, and this was over commented on in ex-Republic TV, the new spin is that the World Trade Tower buildings were intentionally designed to come straight down into their footprint if anything happened. That's the new spin. Now, this isn't going to fool anybody who knows what's going on, but for all the useful idiots who are still supporting the U.S. government, they're going to grab onto this and say, well, see, there's nothing suspicious about Building 7 coming in. It was designed to do that. No, it wasn't. The blueprints and plans for those buildings are out there for you to take a look at. Building 7, because it housed federal government offices, was built stronger and even more fire and bomb-proof than normal buildings. It wasn't designed to come down, certainly not straight into its own footprint. It's frankly a desperation tactic as far as I'm concerned, and I'm smelling panic in the halls of power. They're beginning to finally wake up and realize they've destroyed their own credibility with the American people and the people of planet Earth. So that's their latest attempt at spin. Trust is gone. The American people do not trust this government. And you're not going to get that trust back overnight, certainly by not piling new ridiculous lies on top of the old ridiculous lies. That old process of if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again, that's not going to work anymore because everybody's looking for more lies. Everybody's presuming everything coming out of the government and the corporate media are lies. If you want to regain the trust of the American people, you start telling the truth no matter how painful it is. And I don't mean telling us the truth about the John F. Kennedy assassination, which happened before a lot of people listening to this show were even born. I'm talking about coming clean on everything. Somebody in Washington, D.C. needs to have the courage to stand up and say, okay, the independent media was right. We've sort of been less than honest with you, but we're going to change our behavior starting right now. Everything's declassified. You can study it all, write your history books and everything. And from now on, we will make sure that we are demonstrably truthful and accurate in everything that we tell you. Of course, that's never going to happen because this entire war agenda to force the world back onto Bretton Woods and the petrodollar can't move forward unless this government can lie you into these wars with impunity. So they're kind of between a rock and a hard place. Kind of a little bizarre situation. Representative Joe Garcia, Democrat down in Florida, he's the guy who's famous for picking out the earwax on camera, is now out there saying communism works. No, it doesn't. Take a look at what happened to the Soviet Union. Now, getting on to Flight 370, there's some new developments, and basically what I'm seeing is with the publication of this new book that claims Flight 370 was accidentally shot down by a joint American-Thai military exercise, we're seeing a lot of junk getting thrown out there. They want to keep the issue murky. Interesting little story. I mean, the government of Malaysia is out there screaming this is a cover-up. The CIA is covering it up. They don't know what's going on. They're getting angry over there. They're now finally acknowledging that the pings that got everybody looking in the wrong location down in the South Indian Ocean were probably not from Flight 370 after all. What's really making it interesting is they are refusing to release the recordings of the pings. And I think more than likely what's going to happen is that anybody getting those actual recordings is going to listen to them and look at the graph on them and say, yeah, these were whale noises. They were trying very hard to get us looking over at Diego Garcia, South Indian Ocean, everywhere, but right where the transponder stopped working, which is where the new book says this aircraft was accidentally shot down during a military exercise. And it's not like this has not happened before. The U.S. military has a very sorry history of accidentally shooting down civilian aircraft. There was the USS Vincennes that shot down the Iranian Airbus. TWA 800 was accidentally shot down during a test of Aegis CEC. And not having learned anything from that, the military is still conducting these military tests and exercises and drills near civilian air traffic. And they ought not to be doing that at all. Now, India's Modi, who has just emerged from a major electoral victory, has invited the Prime Minister of Pakistan to his swearing-in ceremony. This is a major honor, and it signals that maybe the hostility between India and Pakistan may start to lessen. They may start to align closer together. Of course, the U.S. interest is to keep Pakistan, you know, hostile to India and still working for the U.S. agenda, more or less. But after all those drone attacks into Pakistan, I don't think Pakistan's all that interested in remaining in the U.S. sphere of influence. Now, Modi's victory, of course, is clouded by huge allegations that their electronic voting machines were totally compromised. And there are allegations of massive vote rigging, election rigging, virtually throughout the entire Indian election. And we know this is a problem. It's certainly a major problem here in the United States of America. And it all involves those electronic machines, which are hidden inside. You can't see the code. You can't. There's no verification. It's a theater show. You go in behind a curtain, you punch a button, and then that night the corporate TV news tells you who won. And you have no way of knowing if it's true or not. Remember, this is all coming from the same government that told you Saddam had nuclear weapons. And my policy is, if a government cannot prove the honesty and accuracy of the elections by which they claim authority over the people, then the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government's dictates, nor to pay its bills, nor to send their children to die in that government's wars. Period. End of discussion. We'll be right back.